was ik leid dat vak is, kom hier. Kunnen we vakken uit uit Glasgow voor de bomen en dat. En dan took hem hier en all over the country. En they come and lived here and and we famous. And some places in middle come as well, but they didn't last long. They went away back to near chip shops here, and so they went away back to Glasgow. There was very, very few stayed at the end of the war.
They just found it too remote and not enough.
Was a big teacher, a man teacher, and we got him Big Banner. I think they got him out before they came here. He was a devil just.
Was he? How so?
Oh, he was mad. And he, after a while, when the master went back, we had to go with him to eat. The folk had belonged to you.
So how was he a devil? What kind of
He was rough. He was just, nobody liked him.
Pick fights?
Hard man he was. He was there for donkey's years. He was a hard man, but it was he was a fair man, like a bit of fair man.
Hard but fair. So these evacuees come over during the wartime?
They come for Glasgow and big dunes.
Okay, but there were adults, because I thought it was just kids that got sent off into the country.
But their mothers come for a very, very start, but they didn't last long. They went away back to Glasgow and just chanced the bowman.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I think it was just about... Well, there was some over there, just... It was nobles. No, nobles was something else. They were... Either bears, but I was vakis there as well. But there was a lot in the village. And,
Did any of them stay? Or?
I think Edith had some. Aye, Edith had some too. They had a boy and a girl. But last year, got them. And they went along and they went to Wabak.
Okay. So they always did go back to their families. Were they going into the school during that time? Or?
Oh, they come to school. But I think we went in the forenoon and then they went in the evening. We just did half a day and then they had half a day for a while when there was a lot of them.
Oh, okay. Just to sort of share the space in the school.
But then after a lot of them went away, we was mixed in with them.
Did you make some friends with some of them?
There's one Eddie Don, he was away across here, he bade with Paddy Don's folk. They were not related, but he was Don and they were Don, but they were not related. And I don't think he was long there. But he came back a few years after the war, and he hid in the Bert's Road in between. He did something wrong. He was hiding for the police when he came back.
What had he
done? I don't know what he did, he never said.
Keeping that one secret.
But Abney, if I was home, we didn't attack him because we was in a big family. We were similar to us, so we didn't have to attack him. Pep's folk didn't have to attack him, but there was a lot here and there in the village, and I knew it about as well.
So was it just that you had to? Just people got in touch and said, you're getting two kids, come in.
They came round to see you. Have you a lot of bairns your own?
So I guess they must have gone to Rhiney as well.
They'd been all around the boat. Evacuees. I think it was a lot of them was just sent abroad to eat. I think a great lot of bairns went to Canada and that.
Oh, really? Did they come back as well?
Some of them was come back, I think, but there was a lot of them was off ill-treated and that.
Canada?
They just worked them like slaves and that.
Oh, really? That's not nice.
No.
That's not good news, no. So it was the ones that came here were just from other parts of... Just from Glasgow? You didn't get any from England?
I don't think it. No, there are Glasgow bairns, I think.
I guess it must have been quite a shock to the system coming from the centre of Glasgow to living in a place like this. Quite nice for them in some ways.
I mean, the headmaster at the school spoke about the mothers arguing a while back because I was in the chip shops and that.
Yeah, they couldn't hack it. They couldn't hack the country life.
No.